And there's your 8 o'clock a.m. Wake up, Rooster. Good morning, Arizona homeowners. It is Rosie on the house. If you're just joining us, as not all of our affiliates carry our new expanded fourth 7 o'clock hour, let me set the stage for you. We are a weekly Saturday morning home improvement radio broadcast. This 8 o'clock hour, we talk about all things outdoor living. If it grows and it requires water or trimming or clipping or cutting, growing, harvesting, cultivating, that is our 8 o'clock hour. And this week, we are talking trees with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. And we're on a special location. We are standing on a ridge south of Granite Mountain, west of Prescott. And we're out here to view the champion juniper tree. John, what's a champion tree?
Well, this is the largest alligator juniper known to be anywhere in the world. It's a world champion tree, unbelievable size tree. I'd never seen it until today. And we got here before dawn.
We did, and I set up the broadcast. I had to wait here to broadcast the 7 o'clock hour, and John said, well, I can't talk about this tree without seeing it. We came here yesterday to do a site check, and once you go a little north of this ridge that we're standing on towards the tree, you lose cell connection. So this is where I had to stop, and John said, I'm going to see the tree. And you found it.
What a beautiful spot you chose, though. This is great. Panoramic view, 360 degrees all the way around these hillsides. Yeah, I hoofed it all the way down. I saw the map yesterday. I didn't have a map with me, but I knew the trail where it led to. And I knew when I got to the edge of this ridge, it would drop down into a wash, as Richard said yesterday. Got there, and there's like two trails going two different directions. I didn't know where to go. And I went down one about 200-300 yards, and I still didn't see any sign of a big tree. And I thought, oh no, I better hike up to the top of the hill so I could glass a little bit. I brought my binoculars. I got up on the top of the hill. And now it was so tall, I couldn't see the profile of any big trees. All the trees were kind of blended into a big mass of forest. But I started glassing up and down the wash near where I thought it should be. And I saw the red bandanas, the 19 red bandanas on a memorial for the 19 hotshot firefighters that died in the Yarnell Hill Fire.
So the 19 hotshots that perished in Yarnell a week earlier were sent in during the Dose Fire to save this champion tree.
Right. They apparently cut fire lines in this area to save that big tree. And they've now set up a monument there on their behalf. And it's a beautiful, fitting memorial for these 19 firefighters who died a week later in the Yarnell Hill Fire because they helped to save this champion tree. It's really amazing.
And this may be a question for Richard. Any idea how old this tree is?
1,800 to 2,000 years old. They're estimating, and it's huge. It's 384 inches around. About, you know, I don't know, 15. That's like 15 feet in diameter or circumference, and it's massive. It's 55, 60 feet tall. About 70 foot spread. I guess it's 52 feet tall, 70 foot spread. And it's just magnificent. It's unbelievable. I didn't have much time because I had to make it here back for the broadcast. So I sat there for a few minutes, took a couple pictures of the tree, and I said a prayer for those, you know, on behalf of all of our firefighters and service personnel who lay their lives on the line every day for us.
Amen. And junipers are known for their berries. Were there any berries ready for you?
You know, I saw berries. There's this one big tree on the trail down there, and it's just littered all underneath it, beautiful ripe berries. And I munched them all the way there and back. So I got a little bit of we didn't have time for breakfast when we took off so early, so that was a nice little snack.
But so what is it? Compare it to another berry. Does it taste like a blueberry, a blackberry, a raspberry? Is
it's
it its
more
own
almost
unique?
Like a nut because these are dried a little bit. You just have to kind of break the outer skin and take the little hard seeds out of them, and then you eat the pulp inside, and man, it's good. It's just sort of a berry and a nut kind of mixed into one.
So let's back up a little bit. That's the story of the champion tree that we'll get a little bit more detail on. But what brought us to Prescott to begin with?
Well, this weekend we had the Arizona Community Tree Council has their annual conference, and it's a gathering of arborists and other industry professionals from around the state and the Southwest who converge on Prescott every year to talk about trees and how we can maintain them, how we can care for them, and it's always a great time, a real mixture, cross-pollination of ideas and great educational workshops. We had Jim Clark here, who's a great arborist from the Bay Area in California, came and talked about the value of trees and the benefits they bring to our communities, and we'll talk a little bit more about that over the course of the morning.
And when you were talking value, there was more than just a cost value. There's a benefit value, and then calculating the cost of those benefits. It was an incredible keynote speak yesterday morning, and he came in from Danville. Is that the
Danville?
Danville, which is east of Oakland in the Bay Area.
Yeah, Pleasanton is where he's from, and Danville's a local community there too, where they have just a lot of these communities have incredibly beautiful, large heritage trees, and they really like to protect them and have ordinances in place to make sure that those communities retain that the value that those trees bring. There's a lot of amenity values that trees bring to our communities, and we learned a lot about appreciating those values, the economic values, of course, the environmental values in terms of providing shade and energy savings. And actually, city planners are looking at canopy cover in terms of the value it provides, in terms of in broader terms of what those trees actually bring back to the community. They say that trees actually have a plus value to communities if you can keep shade trees in your along your city streets for your businesses, the retail, as well as the
statistics of the lower crime rate.
People want
come with a canopy.
They say that in communities where there's trees, that there's lower crime rate, there's a livability factor. People like to be there. Shoppers like to stay longer and spend more. So retail places that have trees are just have much better business. So,
and there was a statistic that patients in a hospital that had a window view to an outside world that you could see, you know, not the next skyscraper next to you, but they could actually see forestry and trees. Their recovery time was faster. They used less medication on their recovery, and they were just, in general, their temperament was more pleasant.
Yeah, they got over their ailments more quickly and didn't require as much pain meds, and they were just, faster recovery.
What else? You know, when he started out the keynote and he was talking about, you know, all the benefits of trees, I thought, you know, he really hasn't said anything that you didn't just already kind of know in your heart, just because you're talking about, you know, obviously the shade and the health and the mental aspect of improving your quality of life. But there was some really key factors in calculating the financial beneficial cost, which was pretty incredible.
Yeah, well, a lot of when storms come in and rain comes in, for one, the storm runoff can cause tremendous erosion and destruction and sweeping away of topsoil. So erosion control, stormwater retention is really important. The tree canopies themselves are intercepting the rain, and then they're detaining it, slowing it down so that the water moves through our communities a little more slowly, so it's not going to be taking away our topsoils, causing that erosion. Also, there's a carbon sequestration quality that trees are bringing to. Even while trees are standing, they're sequestering carbon, and when we have so many carbon emissions, trees are sort of a sink for that. They're holding on to it. Then often it's taken when trees end up decomposing over time, when leaves drop and they're composted, those chemicals and the toxic chemicals even in our air pollution are then converted by that composting process and made inert, so they're not such a toxic element in our communities. And of course they intercept some of the atmospheric contaminants. Energy conservation, of course, is a big part of a tree's contribution. Well, a lot of planners, a gentleman, Dr. Greg McPherson in California, also did some extensive studies on what the dollar value is for all those things I just mentioned. And it is a plus value to all of our communities. And when city planners are trying to determine, you know, how can we improve our, you know, even our budgets, you know, by planting trees, over a long term, over 20, 30, 40, 50 years in a community, it has a tremendous millions of dollars of return on that investment. So it's another reason why we're trying to really promote planting trees and caring for them, making sure they're sustained over a long period of time.
And if you have a question, you can call in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We are talking trees with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. Don't know that we'll get your call live on the air, but my sister Carol Grace is call screening for us right now. She'll get the information and pass it along text or during the break, and we can at least address your tree question on air.
And Romy, we've got two questions for you from Daniel and Mark during the break. I'll pass them up to you. And from we're taking the calls and the questions in Phoenix. They're being sent down by computer to Tucson, and we're going to call you by phone and during the break and give you the questions. And we're going to answer Daniel and Mark's question right after the break. Hey, we're broadcasting from the offices of Assurance Builders to celebrate the grand opening of their new showroom. It's down in Tucson. They're our full-service design build certified Rosie on the House partner. And we've put together like a mini Rosie on the House home show right here in the parking lot. We've got Magic Garden Nurseries. We've got Southwestern Solar, Green Valley Cooling and Heating, The Solar Store, Rebath, Five Star Pest Control, Kinetico, Temperature Control, Techno Security, Lions Roofing, Arizona Foundations, and Channel Choice TV. All here with great door prizes that you can't get at any other home show. We've got 5-gallon fruit trees. We've got any energy efficiency goodie bags. We've got a Kindle. We've got a 32-inch LCD TV. And right here at Assurance Builders, they've got programs with $500 off Welburn cabinets with a complete kitchen remodel, cash rebates from Pella, Marvin, and Milgard, as well as today, special pricing from Monarch Appliances on appliances. So if you're considering any kind of home improvement project, get over to 150 South Camino Seco right here in Tucson. We're just south of Broadway on Camino Seco. We've got balloons out front. We've got big blue teardrop Rosie on the House banners out on the street. You can't miss us. Get here. It's a showroom grand opening for Assurance Builders who have been building quality with confidence for a long time.